Kansas City, Missouri is moving forward with a plan to become the largest city in the United States to eliminate bus fares. The city council voted last week to look at how to pay for it. Other cities, including Denver and Salt Lake City, have also discussed this idea. It sounds great, but how exactly will this work? Joining us to talk about that now is Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas. Mayor Lucas, welcome.
It's good to be with you.
So, yes, this sounds like a wonderful idea for those who take transit on a regular basis. People really do spend thousands of dollars a year on transportation. But why do you want to do this?
I think when we look at economic development, we talk about workforce, we are kind of missing the boat and figuring out how we actually help regular hardworking people every day, largely the working poor. And we said when we do big incentives to bring in developments, that might not help them. And when we build fixed rail lines, that isn't always the most helpful. How about we give everybody $1,500, $2,000 back into their pockets every year?
Yeah, there's also an environmental component to this, correct?
Absolutely. We realize that we subsidize infrastructure to a tremendous amount in our country and certainly in our city. And so instead of spending tens of millions of dollars a year, really in excess of about $200 million a year on road improvement, road repair, if we could actually build up a culture of bus riding, if we make it easier to do, if we remove the barriers, then our view was we have both great socioeconomic impact, environmental impact, and we get more riders onto the system as well.
Yeah. You mentioned helping economically, but also advantage to low-income residents. This is an issue that hits close to home to you personally.
It does. I grew up the child of a single mother. We were homeless part of my upbringing, and I had two older sisters, and I remember my mom walking us to the bus. It's how we got around. It's frankly how she lived her life. And, you know, it's a few decades later, but there are lots of people like that in Kansas City now. And what I want to do is make some level of difference for them so it's not just kind of the same thing I knew in the 1980s. We've actually made real progress, and I think we can do it.
You know, I'm thinking, though, that so many municipalities receive money that goes back into the city through transportation. Why not reduce bus fares instead?
You know, our thought was that here in Kansas City, for example, we write about a $60 million check every year to the bus company for its services. The amount of money we need to actually kind of save up to fund free fares or zero fare transit is only $8 million. So our thought was, instead of doing a reduction, why don't you actually change the system entirely, including operational efficiency long term? And so our view was that if you actually remove the barriers and get rid of fare collections, you're actually saving some costs too. There's about $2 to $3 million in fare collection infrastructure that we spend every year in Kansas City.
Mayor, you sound very confident about all of this, but it begs the question, really, why haven't more cities done this if it's this simple?
I think there's a first step to actually believing it. And I think a lot of people think that bus fares contribute a lot more to operations than they really do. If you look at any public transportation system, fares are but a very small part of your revenues generated each year. Most of it comes from tax dollars. And so because we saw that it wasn't that large of a percentage we were working with, I think we started to see it as more practical, and we saw, well, this starts to pay for itself in a way, and that's largely how we saw it as possible.
So what are you going to do, though, if this becomes a thing and everyone says, okay, I now want to take the bus. I'm going to leave my car at home. I mean, is the infrastructure in place? How will you make way for the increase in bus usage?
Well, first, I would be elated if we did such a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, we've yeah. done some study of the issue, and here in the Midwest, people really like cars. That said, if there is this significant increase, we look to the fact that it would probably be along a few already pretty well-traveled routes. So we won't have the same kind of time delays, costs that you might otherwise think. But I imagine it would be an incremental change over time and something we'd be willing to assess.
Proof of concept. What cities have inspired you to do this?
A story that I hate to admit, at least I didn't do it on the campaign trail. I was in Copenhagen last summer, and they don't have zero fare transit, but I only learned that about 4 days into my trip because I was walking on and off their buses and their subway. And then I said to a friend of mine, wow, this is great. And he said,
you didn't know you were supposed to pay.
Right? It's not free. You're just a scofflaw. So I have a municipal ordinance violation or two in Denmark. But But what I saw from that was I had this great accessibility, right? I got on and off. I did feel like the system was something attractive to me. I know there are cities around the world who've looked to it. Austin did it previously. There were concerns kind of with public safety issues. I think we've addressed that working with our local police department. And we've already started doing elements of it along certain bus lines without some of those concerns that I think folks would say are particularly problematic.
What's the timeline?
Probably midsummer, if we're able to. So June or July, we could actually have our system free fare, at least in Kansas City, Missouri. One challenge for us, not unlike many American cities, we're a big metro area. Currently, the suburbs aren't a part of this plan. We'll continue to talk to them to see how it can work to have a true regional system that is zero fare.
Quentin Lucas is mayor of Kansas City, Missouri. Mayor Lucas, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.